Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
So over the past 2 days, we have been talking everything pensions, from starting your pension to managing the current fund that you have. And now we want to bring you close to the drawdown retirement stage. The co-founder and head of financial advice for MoneyCube, Rafe Benson, is back with me in studio today. Good afternoon. Right. At what point, what age are we starting to think about drawdown?
Well, I think, Andrea, people are thinking about laying their hand on this money from a very early stage. But realistically, I would say, you know, from the point of 10 years in before you intend to grab hold of your pension pot, it's time to start thinking about what that's all going to look like. So that's running initial numbers on how good it is. Assessing if you need to change it. Do you need to start making short-term sacrifices to make, you know, to build it up more? And is it invested in appropriate instruments? You know, how badly would you suffer if markets took a dive? You know, is it invested perfectly for someone aged 25, but not for someone aged 55, for example? So 10 years in.
So 10 years in, you're starting to think about drawing that down. Like at that point, at 55 or 10 years away from retirement, are you thinking about changing it to a different like risk level at that stage, or should you just leave it as is?
You should definitely be thinking about it. You shouldn't necessarily act. Like one of the things in modern life is we've all had a number of jobs by the time we get to that kind of age, you know, so you probably have several pensions and you don't have to draw them all down at the same time. So I would start thinking about, you know, maybe you earmark one of your pensions and you say, well, that's going to pop out a nice tax-free lump sum for me when I get out of the workforce. But another pension I might leave with the target of really growing it and taking some meaningful risk over it with a view to maybe not touching it till I'm 70 or 75.
What if you're thinking about maybe like, you know, part-time work up to the point of retirement, or maybe you're only going to do, you know, half hours per week, or you're sort of easing yourself into retirement? At that point, are you drawing down the pension fund?
You certainly could be, yeah. I mean, most of us can lay our hands on our pension from age 60, you know. So you certainly could be. And it can even, you can draw it even from an earlier age under some circumstances. And I think what you're right to point out is that, like, retirement is changing now. Mm. And, you know, gone are the days for a lot of people where, you know, your 65th birthday and you got your...
You get the watch, got the watch and off you go.
Yeah, it's not like that. And you might stay on. You might, I don't know, do some consulting work for your old employer, or, you know, because a lot of knowledge gets lost in businesses when people leave like that. So it definitely is changing. You know, your pension is not one single block of money. It's several chunks of money. And frankly, your income in retirement doesn't just come from your pension as well. You might have property investments. You've probably got some savings. There's the state pension, all these kinds of things. So it's, you need to look at how you're going to live financially in retirement, taking account of all those different sources of wealth.
We talked about the management of the fund, you know, as is mentioned yesterday on the show, but at 10 years out, are you still crunching numbers about how it's going? Yeah, you said that you're still crunching numbers about how it's going to look like in 10 years' time.
Well, the reason I say 10 years is it's like, if you're 55 and you're listening to this and thinking, well, am I going to be able to get out on time? Yeah. How rich am I going to be in retirement? It's the changes that you make now that have time to unfold. The investments have time to compound. That's why it's important to look at it now. You know, if you turn up and you want to kind of change the world in terms of your pension in the space of 4 weeks, it's very difficult to do. There's just fewer levers you can pull.
Like, I think when I just look at myself and my own friends and how much later now we are in life and drawing down mortgages, you know, and starting that sort of financial journey, I think a lot of, like, myself and my colleagues and many of us, maybe not in the professions that we're in, but a lot of us are going to be working much later in life because we'll have mortgages still to pay.
Yeah, well, that is true. Although equally, like, a pension is a good thing in the sense of, you know, mortgage lenders will look at the fact that you have a pension as ability to pay your mortgage into retirement, right? So I guess there's good and bad to that, but it does mean, as you say, there are lots more people going to be paying mortgages in retirement.
Like, you took out a 30, 32 year or 35 year mortgage at 38, 40.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, there's no way you're thinking about drawing down this pension at 55.
That's true. That's absolutely right. I suppose what I'd say there is we're also living longer and we're healthy longer, you know. So that's another change that happens. So a lot of people, I mean, you know, I'm sure we all know people who are well into their 70s and have no desire to give up working.
So what do we do to draw it down? How simple is it?
Well, I guess what I would say, drawing down your pension is one of the kind of top two or three most important financial decisions you'll make in your life. There's a huge amount of money involved, and there's money to be won and lost by doing it properly. The key decisions are around, you know, what pensions you're going to draw down when and how you're going to draw them down. And it really boils down to a choice between three forms of money, right? One is a lump sum, and most of us can take around 25% of our pension as a lump sum, and 200 grand of that is tax-free. So that's, for most people, that's a gimme. You would not say no to that. Tax-free is better than any other rate of tax. Traditionally, people took pensions as annuities, so it was a kind of guaranteed income for life. That's become a lot more unattractive in the current era due to interest rates. So most people now would take what's called an approved retirement fund for the balance. So you're having taken your 25% lump sum, typically the rest goes into an approved retirement fund, which is drawn down over the years, you know, in a regular way.
Okay. So for people that are maybe now just joining us this afternoon, I know a kind of a bank holiday Friday, maybe they're heading off somewhere. The thing I've probably learned over the course of the past 3 days is that I have a private pension with a company. I'd never check in with them, Rafe. I get a statement, I think, maybe once a year to tell me how this thing has performed. But, you know, it probably is something that we as individuals can manage ourselves. I think we probably do need a little bit more education and minding and assistance on how to best look after it.
I think that's right. You know, you wouldn't leave your bank account for a year without checking it.
No.
And this is like your bank account, except it's got much better tax treatment, much better investment performance on average, and it's going to be a lot more valuable to you. So I think the change of mindset we need to achieve in Ireland is that people feel more ownership over their pension. It's their money. And yes, you need your bank to help you manage your current account, and you need your pension advisor and your pension fund to achieve your retirement goals. But ultimately, it's your money. And I think, you know, you should rattle a few cages with your pension advisor.
Listeners wondering, can I set up a pension for somebody else? I'd like to start one for my daughter.
I guess the key thing there is your daughter needs income and tax on that income to save in order to put money into a pension. So there's plenty of parents out there that are kind of nudging their kids into starting a pension, making good decisions and forming good financial habits early in life. But what the listener can't do is put that money in herself on behalf of her daughter.
So, but if they were to give the daughter an allowance, could that be the, I don't know, I'm just thinking if they're looking for a way around it, is that what?
Normally what I find is it's, you know, they might be frog marched into set it all up and so on. But,
yeah.
But ultimately it would be the daughter's money and the daughter's funds going in. You know?
Into the pension fund. So you can't set one up and pay into it on behalf of your daughter?
Correct, you cannot.
Yeah, you can't do that. Okay. Listen, Rafe, it's been really interesting. Thanks a million for shedding some light on our pensions for us over the course of the past 3 afternoons. If you've missed how to set one up, the details that you need, and managing your current pension as well, you can listen back. Those podcasts are on the News Talk and the Go Loud app. You can subscribe there to Lunchtime Live. For the moment, though, Rafe Benson, co-founder and head of financial advice for MoneyCube. Thanks a million for joining us here on Lunchtime Live today. The email, though, lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.